Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Andile Tabete uthi ngiyabonga baba ngiasharake umama no baba o Pastor Joe Solwane kanye no Pastor Mahlaku Solwane namhlanje ke siyaqhubeka nabo ngale yandaba yokuthi how to handle ama crises, how to respond rightly lapho ubhekana khona nama crisis. Uma usanda kungena ngiyakubingelela usemgwaqeni ngithi shayela ngokukhulu uqophelela yadumisa nathi kodwa ke uphinde ufocus kuleso steering wheel ukuze nje ube safe ubheke futhi nejubani ohamba ngalo isikhathi ke sithi 15 after 4 o'clock. Ngiyacela ke ukuthi kulabo esingakwazanga ukuthi siphendule imibuzo yenu last week. Please ngicela uresende those messages, those questions go the same number 0826572729 ngoba kuneminye imiyalezo okuwukuthi beyibaluleke kakhulu ukuthi ke sibheke and then sibone ukuthi ke singasizana kanjani ngoba yebo siphila nje ezikhathini ezibucayi, so cabanga nje uyiphilela uwedwa kungekho umuntu okuwukuthi angakusiza lapho ubhekane ne crisis, kungaba sekhaya, kungaba kuyo your marriage, kungaba kuyo workplace, kungaba ebandleni or mhlambe kwamanje your health ayikho right, nayo leyo kusase i crisis. You need people okuwukuthi bazoku encourage, you need people okuwukuthi bazokhuleka nawe. So today ke siqhubeka sizobuka ukuthi how do we help those who are faced with time of difficulty. Besithande ukuthi ke singaqala mhlambe ngayo le mibuzo ya last week kodwa ngibona ngathi abakayiresendi. Ngibona ngathi abakayiresendi. Hey basikwatele yazi mfundisi.
Hey. Bathe siphendulanga last week.
Hey basikwatele yazi.
Nkulunkulu sekayiphendulile.
Sekayiphendulile ne?
Amen.
Yes, asisho nje ukuthi sekakhulume nabo ngokomoya and then bathola ke impendulo. Ya njoba ngisho bazalwane maningi ama crisis sorry about that. Maningi ama crisis esibhekana nawo. Sawubona mama. Mama Hlaku.
Oh. Amen. Siyabona sisibahle
unjani
listeners of Radio Pulpit. Siyaphila.
Amen.
And you.
Nami ngiyaphila.
Amen.
Yesu voice ibuyile.
Amen. We thank God. God is good
all the time. Mm. Pastor Joe ngiyakubingelela baba.
Aw siyabonga manhlapo njalo masukulalele noma siza besibusisekile.
Amen.
So continue doing the work you're doing.
God bless you. Amen. Udumo lonke silinikeza uJehova.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Okay, mhlawumbe siqale ngaleyana esiye siyakwazi kuyinota ne.
Yeah.
Nisayikhumbula mfundisi?
Sisayikhumbula.
Yeah.
Sisayikhumbula particularly I think usho leya kaButi.
Yes.
And then bekunaleka mfundisi uMoses.
Yeah.
Kodwa nje mekhamba angazi ukuthi labo bebangalalelanga last week ukuthi whether bane context yekuthi besikhuluma ngani, so ungathi boyenze kahle your opening remarks last week.
Yeah.
Wacela ukuthi sikwazi ukuchaza ukuthi mase sikhuluma ngecrisis sikhuluma ngani.
Yeah.
And sithi sibabingelela abazalwane ezindaweni lapho bakhona, sithi bazalwane lendaba it's a carry over from last week.
Yeah.
So bengizothi mhlambe ngikuzwe ungathi ukwazi ukuyi summarize kahle ukuthi mababuza babuze bazwisisa angazi ngiya
Yes, mfundisi, no. Njoba sesichazile ukuthi it was all about ama crisis esibhekana nawo. Kungaba ukuthi lapha emsebenzini mhlambe une crisis, kungaba i crisis ukuthi anibhekani ngaso linye with your boss, anibhekani ngaso linye nalabo osebenza nabo.
Yes.
Yes, tomorrow it's Monday.
Yeah.
already nje akusese mnandi ukuthi hey kana kausani kokopana le mangmang uya understand a crisis like because aye kusa enjoya umsebenzi wakho
yes you know, and some are facing even a disciplinary on a Monday or mhlambe babuya kuyo
yeah
and people don't know what to do
yes yes omunye ama finances mhlambe sekathole incwadi ethi akaphume endlini that is a crisis omunye ibank izo repossessa imoto and le moto yisebenzisa ukuhambisa abantwana ezikolweni that is a crisis enkonzweni kunomunye la uye wakhuluma something lesikhathi ngikhuluma no coach Vince ukuthi you know some other broken people or abantu ukuthi ba hurt bakhiphela lobu buhlungu kubona as abafundisi that is a crisis because when as a pastor kumele ukhere lento ongazi ukuthi umsusa wayo yini and noma uthi uhlala naye phansi uyakhuluma akakwazi ukuthi ayikhulume kahle because this person she's always angry you know noma ayikhuluma lento uyikhuluma ngentukuthelo so now ugcina ungasa understand ukuthi what's going on ngalomuntu
you know this is bahle ingikhumbuza indaba ka Jesu when there was a transition of crossing over
yeah
the bible go a favorite book mark chapter 4:37 it is suddenly there was a storm remember when jesus was saying asiyeni ngaphesheya and then ithi wahamba nabo abafundi bakhe kanye na other ships followed them but suddenly there was a storm in the sea so normally there's crises that we talk about sometimes they're very sudden
Yes.
You did not plan for it, you didn't anticipate it, but suddenly it comes.
Yes.
And when suddenly it comes, we must be able to know ukuthi thina ithemba lethu lukuphi.
Amen.
And my themba lethu lizoba ngokuthi mina ngiyazi ngizawusikhulumela. Ilapho silahla khona. Mara ithi labafundi bakhumbula mase kushubile. Bathi Nkosi, awunandaba nathi na nosifa. Bese uyavuka. Wakhalima.
Yeah.
So you need sometimes in your crisis to ask and in prayer to God. Ukuthi, don't you, Lord, I've tried everything. Don't you care that I'm losing this job?
Yeah.
You know I'm a tither. You know I'm a family person. You know I take care of so many other people. You know. Simkhumbuze uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakhe ukuthi really this crisis you have to intervene in one way or the other and masimbiza umabiza sabele
amen. Yeah and the CSR says that a testimony in amandla ka Moses lapho he was hijacked and then labantu bamlimaza bamgwaza wahlala ku ICU for months and months kodwa khona manje nangu yakwazi ukukhuluma you know man our God
amen
it's so amazing it's so amazing because as bengim picture nje sakaphetha amathumbu akhe ngesandla ay lapho bekayitshela ukuthi hayi kuphelile ngami kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi akukapheli ngiyaqala ngawe yes so le yakababa konje ubaba bekathi ama voice kwenzakalani
uzwa kuthi makathi kunento ngathi yamhlasela and it's actually going towards his brain and then when that happens nje I think he gets traumatized by the situation eyenzekayo and I think we briefly said you know uJesu uthi you know this kind cannot nje uthi mabafunde bakhe bathi no sisamile sibe sithi sikhuluma ngegama lakho uthi kunenhlobo yenye yama attacks it can only be dealt with through fasting and prayer
amen
so it is that I believe that you know if let's say kunenhlobo ya certain attacks that you don't understand where they are obviously we do look at a consultation in terms of the psychiatrist the psychologist the spiritual guidance and where it needs a deliverance but enye ifuna umnikazi ukuthi nje uthi noma se uzame konke
yeah
kunale kind that needs prayer and fasting.
Yes, and deliverance.
And deliverance. And then once we have deliverance, the mental health practitioners will help in other aspects.
Yeah.
But kunale enye edinga deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And uma ngikhumbula kahle kunomunye yena ngathi bekabhekane na nama crisis a difference. Mengikhumbula ngathi ukhulume ngendaba yama finances.
Correct.
And then ngathi wakhuluma nangendaba yomsebenzi if ngisakhumbula kahle. You know, in the Bayama finances, almost everyone undlula kuyona. And you know, kunzima ukuthi ungaphila impilo yakho ama finances uma angahambi kahle.
Yes, amen.
And especially mo nabantwana, mhlambe ubajwayeze impilo ethize.
Yeah.
And then manje because so kune crisis yama finances kumele ba change their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Kungenzeka ukuthi isikole mhlamba ngena edrobheni and then all of a sudden kumele manje baye elokishini.
Yeah.
You know, bayohlangana nabanye abangani aba different and all that, and then ukuthi lokhu kukhoswa yini i crisis yama finances.
Yeah.
Even nendawo.
Yeah.
Niyasuka kuma babes niyakuma elokishini. You know, labantwana bayijwayelanga malento. You understand. So i crisis enye okuwukuthi ungumzali nawe ugcina manje u depressed. Because you are a parent okuwukuthi wena okhavarela abantwana and uyazi ukuthi kuyi responsibility yakho as a parent and then manje ufila heavy ukuthi ungumzali kumele utshele labantwana ukuthi kusona sona so but kumele ubatshele ngoba awunayo each place ngathi ukuthi kwenzakalani but kuba nzima so how do we deal with that ithini khulume nawe mama njengo mama because I know ukuthi esikhathini esiningi siyayithwala nabo baba nabo ibanzima ngoba ngithi we provider and then if akasakhona uk provider manje yabona bese kuyahlangahlangana nasi kuba i crisis double ebantwaneni ekhaya and then even na ku marriage wenu ngoba nawo uya affecteka
it definitely becomes a crisis if ama finance la ekhaya are khone go covera budget as it is because we should have money for groceries, we should have money for traveling expenses, we should have money for school fees, we should have money for for a bond, those who are living in bond homes. And I think it dinga immaturity.
Yes.
That is between if there are two people in the home, two parents, their mom and the dad, it needs immaturity from the other one, maybe who's bringing in something or the livelihood of the family.
Yeah.
And maybe the other one usanda ukulahlekelwa umsebenzi. It may be mama, it may be baba, but it needs a situation where we sit and then we talk about it, but also emotionally we bring our emotions in check.
Yes.
Because sometimes uthola ukuthi the one who may be working uba nenhliziyo encane uthola ukuthi ufila ukuthi hey ngithwele umthwalo omkhulu la endlini. I have to do everything la ekhaya and maybe like without planning it but uthola ukuthi kuba nama eruptions where emotions so it really needs a maturity from them and sometimes especially if it's the dad who's at home aphelelwe umsebenzi. Yeah, sometimes abobaba baba naleyo ngizawuthini I temptation yokuthi this ego yokuthi the father I'm the man in the house this ego becomes attacked and when that ego is attacked like no matter what as umama what you try sometimes you are not able to please him because for him it's like any little thing when you say baba can I shift this mouse and move it there then it's like oh ngoba uyasebenza mina ngisebenzi so ngise uyiketsa ntate wa montu mona even a little request then iba an issue iba a problem So mina, I think on that one, even before mhlambe siyaku abantwana, I would like to plead nabo baba kakhulu ukuthi that mhlambe umsebenzi ulahlekile, or for some reason one way, for that season you are not working, you are still the man of the house.
Amen.
And you still need to give your wife the support. Ma aye msebenzini and coming back tired, athole I support la ekhaya. So we really need that to help each other as households. And then abantwana, we also need to sit them down and explain to them that bantwana bam, as you know, hore mo hai, things used to be like this and like that and like that. But now for the season, things are different. And then besizo talagini, we trust in God that things will go back to the level where we were and even above. But for the season, we asking that we cut down on certain expenses where we can, but we will try our level best as your parents to still provide you with the necessities of life. So I think in that way, God will help you as a family to navigate the season. Not that it will be easy, but just the understanding from all the parties will be great. But also, Sis Bahle, if it's okay, I want also to just on that other one of the brother that said last week he's being attacked by something that is moving and so on and so on. So I would like to say, like we spoke about deliverance, the word of God in Obadiah, verse 17, Obadiah is just one chapter, like one book, Obadiah, and then it's got verses. So it's verse 17. It says that in Zion there shall be deliverance. So it's a pity, because we can't ask him the questions that he needs to belong. He needs to belong to a church. He must have a church base, a biblical church, a church that preaches Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to belong there and to be fed with the word on a regular basis and to be reminded on a regular basis about responsibilities of praying, having devotion, reading the word of God and so on. Because as they do that, the foundation in the word of God and in God himself, in Jesus Christ, the foundation becomes firm. And he will be able to also to fight whatever attacks that come on his own as well. Besides the prayers that maybe at church they'll pray for him, but he also needs, when he's by himself, to be able to fight, to put on the full armor of God, as in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13-14, downwards, to put on the full armor of God and be able to fight this and remain standing after fighting. So I encourage the brother to, if he doesn't have, if he doesn't belong to a church family, to look for a biblical church and belong there, and God will be with him. God will help him. Nyabong.
Amen.
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 Wow. Mfundisi, uma ngingeza kuwena kodwa lesizoyiphendula, sizothatha nje i-break encane. Kwenziwa yini ukuthi abo mama nabo baba bangahendlele i-crisis almost ngendlela efanayo? Sometimes ngathi kuba nzima kakhulu kubo baba ukundlula abo mama. Angazi ukuthi mhlambe ile ndaba yokuthi abo mama bayimbokodo. Uyimbokodo mama?
Amen.
Ngiyabona, uyimbokodo.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mfundisi, ngicela ukuthi lena sibheke emveni ke kwalokho. Asithathe break.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Iphi I crisis obhekane nayo kwamanje or mhlambe une testimony okuthi wabhekana ne crisis and then wambona uNkulunkulu engenelela kuleso simo or wabhekana ne crisis and then wabona ukuthi mhlambe ngendlela oyihandlela ngayo aksiyona indlela e right yenza izinto zibe worse but ekugcineni ngokuthi mhlambe ubone amaphutha wakho and then kwaba khona okunye okwenzayo and kwalunga ngisicela ukuthi usharele nathi ukuze sikwazi ukubasiza abanye kungenzeka ukuthi that crisis someone ubhekane nayo right now so ngokuthi mhlambe ushare those advices or ushare those tips kungamsiza nomunye umuntu kungaba i crisis kuma finances kungaba i crisis emshadweni kungaba i crisis einganeni kungaba i crisis ku your health kungaba i crisis lapha ebandleni kuma families 0123341322 ngizolo ngizama ngizolo ngiscroll abazalwane until next week last week Sunday and then siphinde siwathole lawa lama questions bese nawo noma ama comments so mfundisi kulebe ngibuza ukuthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi abobaba ngathi abahandlele ama crisis ngendlela bomama bawahandlela ngayo kubo baba ngathi kubanzima kakhulu kubo mama ngathi ngathi sometimes ngathi siba nawo nje ama plans you know ukuthi izinto mhlambe zibuyele zibe right
well you know that's a very profound question uyibuzayo sisibahle remember that the makeup of a man and the makeup of a woman is quite different how we are wired so sometimes it's not even about gender it is about how you are wired ngalendlela uwenza izinto ngakho there are people and mostly men we are very sensitive to anything ungathi I challenger ubudoda bethu noma singa challenge I just kind of like assume ukuthi ngalendlela uyenza ngakho awungihloniphi ngenxa yokuthi angisebenzi
okay
sometimes it would be true sometimes it would be just in my mind ngoba kunale shame of self esteem yokuthi ngiyindoda enjani eibukeka ngathi nabantwana sebayazi ukuthi angikwazi provide ngiyindoda enjani engathi manje I'm forever angry and I'm angry at a situation that the people around me didn't cause bazifumane nabo ba subjected to that I've got fear and the fear of the unknown I've got also a desperation yokuthi ngizothola nini umsebenzi omunye or imizamo yok provider so as I try to answer all those questions I do need a support but sometimes no my support ikona angiboni ngoba the shame of being a man who cannot provide overshadows the support that I get. Now lento umama beka khuluma ngayo and now we mention about changing schools and all that. That is a journey that most people don't know that we ourselves went through that. And it has been some years ago and our kids were at primary and all of them now are adults or young adults. But at that time what she said nje ukukhuluma nje was actually our testimony where we sat down one time they asked us to say Nkanti baba manje why are you dropping us at school with short pants
sure
are you not going to work and I was trying to ask to answer to saying no strategically You know, I have a difference with my fellow directors, therefore I was on garden leave. And garden leave, it simply says ukuthi isikhathi lapho bathi ake uhlale ekhaya kancane masaphenya indaba ukuthi sikhulumisana kanjani.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong you have done, but you are subjected to a crisis that suddenly arose when things were going well. So at that time, sasizwa ilenda bomama ayishoyo yokuthi we gathered around the table and saying, it looks like the job bikababa has been challenged in this way and that way. Otherwise, mara impilo isazoqhubeka and uNkulunkulu uzosibonelela. And also at that time, I had to find a way of removing the focus away from the crisis by finding volunteering work that I would do. And also focusing on the work of the Lord, just to saying, whilst this thing is happening, let me not focus on the crisis. And long story short, we came out of that, abantwana, we set them down, they understood what was going on. We never actually made them to move out of the schools where they are, because we just trusted God for his provision. We went through that. The time they were going to move, they were moving to even a better school that they had chosen. But saying after a crisis, there's always life after a crisis. It's how we navigate according to the word of the Lord and through prayer and as a family, instead of arguing now against what is not there, what used to be there, and using all the little things that could actually disrupt your family unit, you need to be united and saying how this has happened to all of us.
Yeah.
And how are we going to get out of this and give a testimony? I am here today saying what we're talking through as crisis, and people did not even see that we're going through a crisis. Just how you handle it. You become calm. We are tula and allow God ahead. When we are coming through, you are quoting the favorite scripture of be still and know that I'm God. When you are in a crisis, you need to be still and know that God is still in control.
Amen.
And he does not change. When he finds changes in our lives, he remains the same God.
Amen.
So if we trust him and ask him, because uzosidlulisa nala, wasidlulisa lapha, wasidlulisa la. So every time we need to have what we call a little gratitude to little crises that we overcome, so
yes,
that even when the bigger crisis comes, it has yamas. Wangidlulisa lapha, wangibulali, wangisiza ngayibulala ibhera. Ngaye wangisiza lapha ngakwazi ukuthi nje ngibhekana nalesi simo zezitha zami, and I destroy that. Even in this, he shall give me the same power. So we know that it has happened in our own lives and people didn't even notice the crisis we're going through.
Yeah, ngoba benibambisene ningumdeni.
Correct.
And ungumama lo okuthi uyayivala yonke lento.
Correct.
Abantu bangaboni ukuthi ngaphandle kwenzakalani.
Even with the demands ezibakhona ubone ukuthi ayise manje ubuza ukuthi hayi le ningayithenga mama ningahoxisina la.
Yeah.
Tholani lokhu. It is at nyana once in a while will do.
Yes.
So ukubambisana, it's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
And as maybe you know, angakumbula lelo journey. That journey, it's what we now give it as a testimony. City. All these 38, actually getting to the 39th year. Geez, time just flies.
Amen.
It has been through those crises.
Yeah.
Just try and find a way together.
Guess what?
Amen.
Ngifikile kula ma messages for last week.
Oh, I know. You really are a good researcher.
Okay, leyana ngiye ngacabanga ukuthi mhlambe ukukhuluma ngayilena ne.
Yeah.
Uthi financial crisis.
Yes.
Bond repayments.
Yes.
Credit card,
yes.
Personal loan,
yes.
And overdraft.
Yes.
I was studying for MBA full time,
yes,
with the hope of registering my own company.
Yes.
The system has a lot of red tape. People cannot help unless you pay money.
Yes.
God help me. In you I put my trust. I will never give up.
Yes.
Hold me high like an eagle. this too shall pass.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's kind of a testimony.
Yes.
And ngoba umama lana uyambona ukuthi une crisis yama finances.
Yes.
But ekugcineni kosuku usamethemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi ke uzomsiza. And then yakababa yile le besiloku sikhuluma khona manje yakababa given Moketsi.
The men sisibahle and the pastors there agree to in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
The crisis that I am encountering at the moment is it's over 8 months now that there is something in my head that is moving around, biting me, especially when I am trying, say when I'm praying and when I am with the brethren at church, it keeps biting me like that. Gosh. Now, when I try to smear something on the head, it takes whatever that I smear, throws it into my eyes as well as into my ears. I trust God that he'll take me out of this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I think Joba umfundisi uye wayiphendula. It's an attack.
It's an attack.
And you are born
spiritual
with,
attack.
Yes. Iletha ne destruction. Yes. Iletha ne destruction. Manje ufuna lento ifuna ukuthi abe ne fear ukuthi uma mhlambe azoqala athi uyakhuleka then le zinto manje siqale. You know, them attack.
Yes.
I, if ngizoqala ngithi ngiyakhuleka,
yeah.
I know ukuthi ngizo-experience
yes,
something like this. Yeah, but mfundisi uye wayiphendula earlier on.
Yeah.
Asilalele lena ka Paul Mzolo.
Sawubona, sawubona bahle no mabwabo mfundisi no mamfundisi. Ngibonge kakhulu nge-topic enhle kabi lana iye crisis. Bengicela ke kuwe sisibahle ukuthi le topic iphinde futhi ifakwe na ku podcast ukuthi umuntu azophinde ayilalelisise kahle kakhulu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ubaba uPaul Mzolo lapha eSoweto eMiddellands.
Okay. Okay, babu Paul Mzolo isikhona ku podcast le program ongakwenza ngena ku go our website www.radiopulpit.co.za and then moqeda ukuvula ke i page lelo uzoya la kune box elithi podcast and then uklika lapho bese ikunikeza option ukuthi utype uzotype ke i program oyidingayo. So if ufuna lena jula ngezwi njoba u specifically ushilo ukuthi ayifakwe ku podcast uzotype jula ngezwi and then izokuvezela wonke ama programs so jula ngezwi and then when ake uzofaka i date yale ewifunayo. I think it was on the 7th iqale ngomhla ka 7. So kusho ukuthi wonke nje ama lama program uzowathola ku podcast noma kanjani. Kunenye futhi this one mfundisi engiye ngathi hey le yinde kakhulu. It's almost 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Asimlalele la umama.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Radio
Mama.
Pulpit, the presenter of Olapo.
Amen.
Nomfundis, and all to the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Amen, Mama.
Here is the book that I would like to bring. I'm not bringing the verses. I am bringing the book of Joel. The introduction of Joel. It reads as follows. Disaster strikes the southern kingdom of Judah without warning. An ominous black cloud descends upon the land. The dreaded locusts. In a matter of hours, every living green thing has been stripped bare. Jewel, God's spokesperson. During the reign of Joash. You know there are people abangama spokesperson kaNkulunkulu. And when you are a God's spokesperson, you will speak what God wants you to speak. You will prophet what God wants you to prophet. You will do everything that God wants you to do because of what? You are God's spokesperson. Seizes this occasion of proclaim God's message. Although the locust plague has been a terrible judgment for sin, meaning that that locust plague has been a terrible judgment for a sin. There is nothing that you can be judged about except you have done what? A sin. God's future judgments during the day of the Lord will make that plague pale by comparison in that day. God will destroy his enemies, but bring unparalleled blessing to those who faithfully obey him. Unparalleled blessing. A blessing that is greater. Engalinganiswa nalutho. Why? Because of ukubani? UkuNkulunkulu. The Hebrew name Yuel means Yahweh is God. Yahweh is God. Is Jewel. It was written there in Hebrew. So Jewel was a spokesperson of God, chosen by him.
Yeah.
Yahweh is God. This name is appropriate to the theme of the book, this book of Jewel, which emphasizes God's sovereign work in history. It emphasizes God's sovereign work. The causes of nature and nations are in his hand. The causes of nature and nations are in his hand. The Greek equivalent is Yoel, and the Latin is Jewel. So, if you can understand the word Izwi Eliti Omnias, ukuthi something bad will happen to those who are the enemies of God. But logo okuhle uleta ini uNkulunkulu, bring unparalleled blessing to those who faithfully obey him. So as we faithfully obey him, so there cannot be a crisis in our lives. Why? Because of we obey him faithfully. We do what he wants us to do. Here is the word. It's not the word. It's just the book of Jewel. So the word I will bring, I just like to bring introduction about the book of Jewel. Jewel, iyasho lapho ukuthi it's a God's spokesperson during the reign of Joash. Thank you very much, the presenter, Nomfundisi. When I have time, I'll bring another word. Good thank day. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you Amen. So much, Mama. That is very powerful. AbakwaMangethe bathi there is life after a crisis in Christ. We do not Amen. Crush. Our lives are indeed a testimony. Yeah, abakwaZwane the Mangethes, but we are Amen. Trained in.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Thank you so Thank much. You.
But let me comment yeah, on Mama, if yeah. you don't mind.
Yes, Baba. Yes.
Mama, in a short space of time that yeah. we have.
Uh-huh.
Indeed, yes, Jewel is the spokesperson, you know, of the Lord. He was a prophet. But I think what we need to be able to understand the essence of the message of the book of Jewel, which is a book that I really love, like Umama said. The Lord in that book, really, there is what strikes me actually in the opening chapters when he says, I will give you back what you have lost to the swarming locust, to the hopping locust, to the stripping locust, and to the cutting locust.
Amen.
So if we really talk about what the relevance, as I see it, is that in our lives there are many locusts that will eat and bring crisis and destroy whatever we have. But it doesn't end with the destruction by the various or the four types of locusts, which we, if we had time, I would be able to explain each one of them, because those kind of locusts were quite significant. Those that were swarming, they come in a crowd. There are those who are hopping, which they are really just not flying high, but low. They are the stripping locust that strips everything, and this is what even takes our own self-esteem as people. And then there were the cutting locust that just cut. You find that, you know, all that you have been trying to do is just being cut off. So there are types of locusts which was sent through by God at that time to be able to tell the nation to repent. And this was more to saying, God almost saying, particularly when you look at Joel chapter 2, then 25 to 26, it says, once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God, who does these miracles for you. It means that even in that destruction, there is restoration. It's a book about God's people being restored. And the verse that concludes that says, never again will my people be disgraced. I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever locust has eaten any of the believers' harvest, never again will God's people be disgraced. And I pray that no one will be disgraced by any cause of calamity and stress, depression, or even destruction of their possessions or repossessions of their wealth.
Amen. Le angazi ukuthi siye sayilalela na ethi sizwe eka mama oh umama Vunza no umama Vunza sizwile yakhe. I think siwalalele wonke mfundisi.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, siwalalele wonke. At least isikole sami ngisivalile.
Yo. Siyabonga.
Bese yazi bese ngizwa kabuhlungu. Ithi ngileka leya kababu kopa sithabiswa angazi ukuthi siyilalele na asizwe.
Good day, Bahle, Radio Pulpit family.
Good day, sir.
You have a great show as always, Bahle.
Amen.
I have many testimonies. However, just pick a few. I've been saved by the Lord, you know, since I was a young person. I can't even know which one should I tell you. But around 2018, I was doing democracy education around Anadi. So I was working on the sidelines of the rail, and then a voice came to me and said, move. I listened to the voice. I moved first step quick in the front. When I look back, somebody emerges with a weapon there. He was waiting for me. And then there was another time some boys were chasing us when I was young. I jumped to this place where there was vicious big dogs. I was never scared. I just stand there. They just came, about 4 to 5 of them, big ones. Then they came there, they sniff on my feet, they sniff on me, maybe something like 30 minutes.
Yo, I don't know what happened, if Elia in Gamola, but yeah, it was testimony last week. It was a very powerful testimony. And ngiyacabanga ukuthi ke indaba yema crisis sikhulumile and uNkulunkulu uyayizwa imkhuleko yethu. Yes, nama crisis amaningi ahlukahlukene sibhekana nawo, and bazalwane singakhohle ukuthi akusho ukuthi uma sisindisiwe angeke sibhekane nama crisis. So akungabi into eyisimanga or into ukuthi, you know, manje impilo yakho iyama tsi.
Yeah.
Awusakwazi ukukhuleka, awusakwazi ukuworship, awusakwazi ukupraise because you are faced with a crisis. Izinto ukuthi yebo sizobhekana nazo. But the most important thing, njengoba uye washo last week, baba, ukuthi How do you handle lama crisis? Udila nawo kanjani? Ikakhulukazi uma ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu, ngabe nawe ukhala njengabanye? O ukhalela kuNkuluNkulu yini?
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. Ngoba ngifuna ukuthi before mama nayo ngathi kune last comment, but kunalo mama ukwazile ukuthi uthole i-card yakhe your finance.
Okay.
And I just wanted to put two lines there. You know, to, sometimes when you have lost the job and the response to pay and all these things, we always advise you to create a house budget.
Oh.
Because mongazi ukuthi imali iya kuphi, nizoxabanela into engekho, ngcono nikwazi ukubeka phansi ukuthi all right, here is a worksheet of the spending. This is what I'm spending on the children, this is what I'm spending on the house, I'm spending on the grocery, and that spending budget you must stick to it ukuthi ningaze nixabana nize nithenge izinto ezingaswelakali ukuthi zibe khona. And you need to make sure that those payments owazi ukuthi masingabhadalanga ukuthi Mbandela ezoba khona, prioritize your payments. No ukuthi okay, ngibhadela ischool fees abantwana, abantwana bangaxoshwa esikoleni, ngibhadela indlu, ngibhadela ini lokunaloku ukuthi lokungayenzeki, so that when you defer any expenses, go to labo bantu obakoletayo and rearrange the payment and make sure that you do not also start uwazi ukuthi uneyikwelete and become an impulsive buyer.
Amen.
Yeka izinto ezingadingekali.
Amen. Mama, in 1 second, Pastor Ray Nangu.
Yes. I just wanted to say, go ma crisis lasihlangabezana now. It's very important that we should not allow or enclose ourselves in a wall of, uthole ukuthi you are in a wall of fear, wall of abandonment, wall of shame, and you feel like you are the only one experiencing or going through what you are going through. It is said that even in a jungle, there will be rail tracks, like to show that someone at some point in time has been through what you are going through. You may not know those people yourself, but what is what I like is that in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, the Bible says that like if two of you agree on earth as touching anything, the Lord will do it for us. So I think we should, if possible, get a prayer partner, somebody that you trust to be your prayer partner and share. And there should also be a way that you ensure that you don't share outside the two of you. You don't share that prayer item. And then that will help you to go through the crisis moment in a smoother way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, beloved listeners.
Okay.
We appreciate you.
Siyabuya futhi evikini elizayo bazalwane. Nango Pastor Ray sekafikile uzoqhubeka nawe kuzokuyoshaya u7 ngiyabuya ekuseni ngo4 ohlelweni omphatlalazane.
Umtshele ukuthi siyamlalela maka khuluma ngehonesty.
Ah, nango la iminyango ulalela.
Okay,
so. Asithi yawe Eunice osi asharela ku Pastor Ray.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.